Now, turning to that attack in Kabul in Afghanistan overnight, the United States has accused the Taliban of violating a deal that led to the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan last year by sheltering the leader of the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization, Ayman al-Zahawi. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the Taliban broke the Doha Agreement, which it signed in 2020. He was speaking after it was confirmed that al-Zahawi had been killed in a U.S. targeted drone strike in the heart of the Afghan capital, Kabul. Professor Michael Semple of Queen's University Belfast is a former European Union deputy envoy to Afghanistan who has lived in the region for many years. When we spoke a short time ago, I began by asking him who was Ayman al-Zahawi.
Zawahiri was one of the top targets for the United States because he was the leader of Al-Qaeda who took over from Osama bin Laden. So he has the history of being one of the masterminds of the 9/11 attacks on the United States, but he was also at least the titular leader of an organization which, despite its sort of reduced capability in recent years, remained dedicated to the cause of fighting against US interests wherever they were able to. Now, obviously, President Biden spoke from an American perspective, but I think that we should be quite clear that Zawahiri was responsible for death of destruction of many people who are absolutely not Americans. Many innocent Afghans died as part of the alliance between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And in fact, the first of his bits of handiwork that I saw up close was when he was responsible for ordering the bombing of the Egyptian embassy in Islamabad, in which innocent Egyptians and Pakistanis were killed. So yes, Biden is talking about the death of Americans, but actually terror organizations rarely kill just one nationality.
In recent years, obviously, Michael, a lot of focus has been on ISIS. How active has Al-Qaeda, how active has Zawahiri been in recent years in particular?
I mean, I think that in the past few years, the main objective of Zawahiri was to stay alive and stay in the business. There are many other senior figures in his organization who are carrying on the ongoing work of running their network across the Muslim countries. He's kept pretty bad health the past few years, but he was recognized as the leader. He was engaged in propaganda activities, for example, in reaffirming his oath of loyalty to the Afghan Taliban organization. I think that the Al-Qaeda was counting on a bit of a rebound by the fact that their alliance with the Taliban was intact after the Americans left Afghanistan and allowed the Taliban take over. So although there have not been any high-profile Al-Qaeda attacks in Afghanistan and other countries, there certainly have been more minor attacks. They've had a network of alliances across the Muslim world, and I think Zawahiri promised them that, in a sense, better times were due to come. And the very fact that Zawahiri was living in a comfortable residence in the center of a capital city was emblematic of Zawahiri and Al-Qaeda's hopes for a resurgence in the wake of the US withdrawal from Afghanistan.
So it's inconceivable that the Taliban weren't fully aware of his presence in Afghanistan. That's prompted the Americans, Secretary of State Blinken, to describe his presence there as a gross violation of the deal that America struck with the Taliban last year.
Yes, I think that's been a very clear and justified statement from the US today. I think that we should also be careful that the Taliban is not some kind of democratic and transparent organization. It's not the kind of government that we're used to elsewhere. I have no doubt that many, perhaps most members of the Taliban had no information on what was going on with Zawahiri and Al-Qaeda, but key figures in the movement, it's been suggested that perhaps Interior Minister Khalifa Sarraj, had sight of the operation to protect Zawahiri and other Al-Qaeda leaders. They did that as a matter of policy, and they used the security institutions which they had taken over from the previous Republican government to engage in that protection exercise. Zawahiri has spent the past few years absolutely obsessed with his personal security, hiding out in remote parts of Afghanistan, sometimes along the frontier with Pakistan, really trusting no one. It was a big deal for him to move out of the sticks and these remote areas into the capital city. The vast majority of Taliban would have had no knowledge that he was staying in this guest house, but key figures at the top of the organization and their security apparatus not just knew about it, but actively facilitated it.
And Michael, will others step into the leadership role, given Zawahiri's killing now, does this represent, a fatal blow to Al Qaeda?
Well, I think this is the dilemma that the Americans face in the execution of a counterterrorism policy. I mean, on the one level, today they can rightly feel that they've demonstrated their ability to strike at will, even when they don't have an army on the ground, and that I'm sure the people who the advocates of that will be reassuring the president that there's no hiding place. However, the answer to your question is yes, of course. Already, the senior aides to Zawahiri have been fulfilling most of the organizational development and leadership roles inside the organization. They will carry on doing that. One of them will no doubt step up and be anointed as titular leader. More minor Zawahiris are already continuing the role. That nobody imagines that Al-Qaeda is just going to disappear. The question is that insofar as they have facilitation inside Afghanistan, that they have relative security to be able to operate there until the drone hunters catch sight of them. Who's going to manage Afghanistan, and who's going to manage other unstable parts of the world, and who's going to manage places which are hostile to the Americans? One strike is not going to put an end to Al-Qaeda as an organization or as a threat.
And that was Professor Michael Semple of Queen's University Belfast.